We're going to discuss now two major concepts. One, instant gratification, which a lot of us are familiar with, and the concept of restriction. I remember once walking down the streets of Manhattan, New York City, and it was the Christmas holiday season, and I wanted to buy something for my wife. And I saw a sign in a department store that said, sale 80, 90% off. So I walked in. As I walked in, it was utter madness around this department store. People were changing in the aisles. Clothes were being flung everywhere. There was pandemonium everywhere I went. And I was wondering what's going on. Then I saw a sign that said sale ends at 12. And it was like 11:40. People panic, pushing and shoving. And I started to get panicked. I start to realize, oh my God, am I going to find something for my wife? What an amazing sale. Everything's so cheap. I start grabbing at things, even realizing I don't even want these things. And then I remembered it's all a test. My opponent wants me to be reactive and wants me to just fall into the mob mentality of grabbing things out of fear to connect with instant gratification. At that moment, I did a pause and I felt I just want to connect with the light of the Creator. I basically did restriction. I resisted my need, my comfort, my lack of taking energy. And at that moment, it all worked out. I found what I needed and exactly checked out at the right time. But the idea is we all find tests. We all encounter tests where our lack is awakened and then our need for instant gratification comes up. Eitan, you have a story you want to share or something you can add to the concept of instant gratification?
So we all want energy. All day long, we're looking for energy because we are vessels. We're created for the sake of connecting to the energy of the Creator. But there's two types of energy in this world. The energy of the Creator, which is energy that makes me a more giving individual, and the energy that makes me truly more peaceful and a joy, or the instant energy that makes me feel the sugar in an instant, make me feel good in an instant, but then depleting me completely. And if I look at tests in life, what do I want? Do I want lasting fulfillment, name, delight? Or am I interested just to get a momentary fix called instant gratification? For a second, it will make me feel good. By going for the drink, by avoiding discussion, by instant sex, by food that I know it's not healthy for me, but it will make me feel good, or by bragging because I have a little lack and I feel a little insecure and I have a need to brag and to get energy through the bragging and it makes me feel good for a second. So that's the test. Do I want the instant gratification or I want the light? And as you said, every time we're restricting the tendency to chase after this opportunity for the quick fix that manifests itself so many ways, I'm actually refilling that lack with light, with energy. But what's the test? With the instant gratification, you feel the energy right away. When you restrict, initially you don't feel energy. You feel void. I'm restricting speaking bad about someone. I'm restricting actually attacking someone and blaming someone because it will make me feel better in the second. And I feel initially restricted. But then I'm reminding myself, no, no, no. I'm restricting not myself. I'm restricting the illusionary desire. And by doing so, I know there's a system. I'm becoming like the Creator, and I'm revealing more light. I'm attracting more positive energy in my life. It's cause and effect. Restrict the need for instant gratification. Blessing will be revealed.
Number one question I get, what's the difference between restriction and suppression? How would you answer that?
When you suppress, you are still focusing on, I wish I would get that alcohol.
So you're pushing it away, but you're saying, I still really want it. You're not really letting go.
Exactly.
You're suppressing desires because Kabbalah told you to do that.
Exactly. Restricting is, Yeah, for a second I wanted very much to yell at someone and get energy from it, but I'm restricting it and I'm injecting the consciousness. Wow, I'm opening myself for a greater blessing. So instead of focusing on what I missed, right, I'm focusing on the blessing I'm about to attract into my life.
And that's what it is, because I heard you say that once, and it was really, that's really what made the difference for me between suppression and restriction, is if I'm letting go of one pleasure and that's it, I'm just trying to push this away, my lack will keep wanting that pleasure. So really, I'm going to feel like I'm suppressing myself. But if I let go of the small desire, the small pleasure, and I focus on something bigger I'm getting, which is the light of the Creator, that's what's unique to Kabbalah, is we're learning about the light.
Exactly. So restriction is transforming of a belief system.
Right.
It's the belief system that this temporary fulfillment will make me happy versus, and now I believe by restricting the temporary fulfillment, I actually will make myself much happier. So by thinking that my ego will get what he wants will make me happy, to knowing, no, that's not what's gonna get me happy. What's gonna get me happy is opening the door by acting like the light for real unlimited blessing comes into my life.
Okay, so something practical. One of the ways we gotta make everything practical. I learned this concept. It was powerful, it makes sense intellectually, and then you get into life and you're like, okay, well, how do I do it? I've learned from all the teachings of Kabbalah, as soon as I have a desire, or as soon as something comes my way, there's a moment that I just kind of let go. There's a moment where I don't want that external thing to control me. So what I like to do is I just let go. And in my mind, I kind of talk to the light of the Creator. And some people talk to their soul, because the light's also in their soul. Everyone's different. You just gotta pause and you gotta talk. Talk to yourself, talk to your soul. Talk to the Creator. That restriction is actually what reveals. Because we also know scientifically, for something, for example, for light to be revealed, the fact that I can see you and you can see me and colors are shown is because our bodies are pushing away the rays of the light, which is what's revealing these colors and revealing this light. So everything, even in the physical world, there has to be that let go. So practically, I would tell people, any thought, any desire, anything that even seems positive or negative, just take a pause, take a moment, reflect that energy back, and that's how you reveal it.
Another practical example, every time I feel a lack, lack is I'm missing something, I'm unease, I'm in pain, usually right after lack, Satan will insert desires and thoughts of, I need some instant gratification. I need some relief.
Talking, complaining, grabbing any energy, taking
attacking,
it from somebody else, attacking.
Blaming.
Sarcasm.
Wishing it would be different.
Right.
Going for instant gratification through alcohol, through drugs, through sex, through cheating.
Right.
Through not dealing with the situation, through ignoring.
Right.
Whatever it is, every time I have a lack, right away, instant gratification will come.
Imagine a parent just finds out that his daughter or son is not doing something that the parent would want to do, or maybe betrayed the parent. First instinct of the parent, text the child, call the child. Even though it's wrong what the child did, that for the parent to create the win-win, the builder mentality that we talked about, there's got to be a pause, there's got to be a let go. You got to just resist that energy to create the light for you and the child.
Resist the energy and say, hello, I want the light.
Not the instant gratification.
I want the real blessing. And that's a question we need to ask yourself all the time. Do you want the instant fix that will harm you afterwards? Or do you want real blessing, the light, to be your partner? What the Kabbalah is helping us to understand, that the only way I can guide life filled with blessing, if I have the light as my partner. Every time I'm going for the instant gratification, I'm trying to control life by getting things that will get me a temporary fix. By restricting it, I'm opening my soul, the light will
Beautiful.
Show me the way.
Beautiful.